A native of New York, Aaron Copland wrote his beguiling Quiet City for a stage play in 1939, later reworking it into a concert version. This meditative music evokes New York at night. The two protagonists, trumpet and cor anglais, offset by the strings commentary, conjure dimly lit street corners and dusky skyscrapers. The repeated trumpet notes, marked nervous, mysterious in the score, perhaps recall both Jewish chant and jazz improvisation. Gerald Finzi's friends and colleagues included many British composers of the first half of the 20th century, Vaughan Williams, Holst, Bliss, Rubra, and Howells among them. Like them, Finzi endured the disruption and losses of the Second World War. His works are lyrical, often subtly understated, elegiac or rhapsodic in character. Poetry was a key catalyst for Finzi. He amassed a library of some 3,000 volumes of English poetry, philosophy and literature, and about two-thirds of his music is vocal. Through his fine collection and editions of 18th-century English music, coupled with his work with the Newbury String Players, Finzi revived the music of, among others, John Stanley, Charles Wesley, John Garth, and William Boyce. His drive to conserve extended beyond music and poetry to apple growing. He saved a number of rare English apple varieties from extinction. Frederick Thurston, Britain's leading clarinetist at the time, gave the premiere of Finzi's Clarinet Concerto at the 1949 Three Choirs Festival. Underpinned by rich and varied strings textures, sometimes impassioned, sometimes anguished, the clarinet soars freely and lyrically in the opening movement. In the adagio, the clarinet's flowing arabesques respond to the fragility of the string's music. The final last movement's rondo theme is surely among the most joyful in British 20th-century music.